Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
And welcome to the Cale Clark Show here on Relevant Radio. So happy to have you with me for this hour. Believe it or not, this is the last chance you have to support the Cale Clark Show during this pledge drive because I'm not pitching tomorrow. By the time the show is on tomorrow, the pledge drive will be over. And Lord willing, we will have hit our target of trying to raise $3 million for Relevant Radio this week. And by the way, we are really, really close to a major, major milestone. And I'm hoping that you guys can push us over the edge during this hour of the Cale Clark Show because we are about $10,000 short of the $2 million mark, which is a huge milestone on our journey. We want to get two-thirds of the way there. That would be amazing. And by the way, also, we have a super partnership challenge, a very special challenge for this hour that I want to tell you about. A very, very generous donor and listener of Relevant Radio named Judy wants to challenge all of us here, fans of the Cale Clark Show, fans of Relevant Radio. She's made a very, very special challenge in honor of the memory of her husband, Stan. And Judy has said that she is going to match personally every dollar that is raised during this show. So if you call in right now, 877-291-0123. And don't worry, we're going to get to show topics in just a second, so just hold on. But 877-291-0123, or if you give through the app, you can do so online as well on relevantradio.com. But we're going to have a target for this hour of $20,000, because here's what's going to happen. If you can raise $20,000 for Relevant Radio during this hour of the Cale Clark Show, Judy, in honor of her husband Stan, her late husband Stan, she is also going to match that. So she's going to kick in $20,000. So that'll bring us up to $40,000. But we're not done yet because guess what? It's also a partnership challenge hour today during our Give Hope pledge drive. So for the rest of this hour, there are other anonymous donors who will also match what you raise. So what this all boils down to is that this is a triple impact hour. This is a triple play for us here during this pledge drive on Relevant Radio. So if we can raise $20,000, Judy is going to kick in $20,000, and other anonymous donors as well are going to band together to match that $20,000. So that'll be a total of $60,000. So that's what we want to do. But to get there, all we need to raise is $20,000. So if you're sitting there today thinking, man, I don't have too much to give, I would like to give, but I don't know if my anything I can give will make any kind of an impact because I can't afford to give a large gift. Don't think that way because a dollar becomes $3, 10 becomes 30. You can triple your impact. If you're on the fence, now is the hour to do that. So much more on that later. But once again, that number to call is 877-291-0123, or you can give securely online through the app and through relevantradio.com. Help us to give hope. And speaking of hope, oh, and by the way, I should mention this. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. If we do hit our target, as we do every pledge drive, my daughter Michaela will call in at the end of the program to give us some more kid jokes. And she's been working on her set. She's getting warmed up. I can hear her upstairs telling jokes to the dog, her new dog Poppy. So she wants to tell them to you. So if we can hit that target, she's going to call in at the end of the show. So you're not going to want to miss these outstanding kid jokes. It's fun for the whole family. Well, our theme this week is Give Hope. And my hope was bolstered by reading a really interesting article about what's going on in the church in Poland. And I don't know if you know this. I certainly wasn't aware of this at any kind of visceral level until I read this piece. But I didn't realize how badly the Catholic Church in Poland had been stumbling until very, very recent times. And there's been a lot of tragic tales that have come out of the war in Ukraine, how Russia obviously invaded Ukraine with no real legitimate reason to do so, obviously, and so much suffering has resulted from that, needlessly so. But there's also been a lot of grace as well. God's grace has not been lacking, and the war has actually helped to resurrect the Catholic Church in Poland. And Luke Koppen, who is the Europe editor for the CNA, the Catholic News Agency, has written a really interesting piece on this, about what's been going on, revitalizing the Catholic Church, trying to help those who've been suffering through this war. And by the way, I know about this firsthand because my brother-in-law, I've told you about my brother-in-law, Mike, who's living in Poland right now in Warsaw, and he and his wife, Tamara, are doing everything they can to help refugees from the war in Ukraine. They've taken in refugees. They're driving them around, trying to help them find places to live, find medicine, things that they need. And so many people in Poland have been doing exactly that. But again, the church had kind of been slumbering, at least at some level, before this happened. And Luke Koppen was saying that his wife is Polish, and apparently there is a luxury hotel in Poland in her hometown that was named after St. John Paul II, which is kind of a weird juxtaposition. It's a little odd that the Catholic Church was kind of okay with this, that there is a luxury hotel named after John Paul II. Giant chandeliers, glitzy ballrooms. That's not exactly what JP2 stood for, but this hotel apparently opened in 2002, and it's been really since that time almost a monument to the decline of the church in Poland. But now the hotel has full occupation. Now there's a no vacancy sign out front because the hotel is packed with 100 refugee families that are now living there. So it's definitely being used for the good right now. And obviously, since the war started, over 2.5 million Ukrainians have fled to Poland, which is obviously neighboring Ukraine, shares a border with Ukraine since Russia's invasion. And just how this John Paul II Hotel has kind of stepped up to help refugees, well, so has the church at large in Poland. No bureaucracy, a total grassroots movement, an immediate reply, an immediate impact. A chain of care was formed that went all the way from nuns who were giving people tea, you know, exhausted refugees, as soon as they crossed the border, they're giving them food, they're giving them a cup of tea, something to eat, something to drink. There are counselors who are giving psychological support to people who have been absolutely terrified, including small children. An archbishop welcoming any new refugees to stay in his apostolic palace. And so this is remarkable because up until very recently, as Luke Koppen reports, the church in Poland was kind of adrift. And what's happened there, how it's kind of been resurrected in this Easter season, there's some great lessons that we can learn in the West. There's some great lessons we can learn in North America. Maybe our church can somehow wake up on certain fronts. And again, this is kind of shocking for people to hear that the church was in any kind of trouble in Poland. We think about what happened in the 1980s with JP2 and the whole Solidarity movement and the great crowds of people that came out to see him, the throngs, the millions, to try to defeat communism at that point. And eventually the actions of JP2, along with many notable others, helped to tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev, as Reagan said. And so, unfortunately, there were so many martyrs during that time as well. Martyred priests, many funerals for them. And I even know a priest, a Polish priest, a Monsignor Father Jan, who used to be the pastor of a local parish not too far from where I live. And he was a seminary classmate in Poland of Blessed Jerzy, one of the priests who was martyred during that struggle. And so when people think about Poland, they often think about that. They often think about this is the country that produced St. John Paul II, so many other saints. But apparently after JP2 died in 2005, the church in Poland began to go downhill. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. The studio line is still operational if you want to call in, 888-914-9149. You can also follow me on Twitter at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. You can email the program, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. And so after JP2 passed away in 2005, the church did suffer some serious blows. A lot of this was due to the abuse crisis as well, which touched Poland too. Lots of very disturbing news came out of Poland, and many bishops were punished by the Vatican for being negligent. And that was a real big blow, because the church in Poland had a lot of moral authority based on everything that had happened in the 1980s. And there was a lot of trust that, as Luke Koppen says, trust vanished among the young in Poland. And there was a survey that was done that said that only 9% of young people in Poland viewed the church through a positive lens. And then in 2020, obviously, as you probably are aware, Poland really cracked down against abortion, and people started to protest in Polish churches. They were defacing statues of St. John Paul II with red paint. And that was alarming, because it seemed like there was a shift going on in Polish society, that sentiment was moving away from thinking with the church. But things kind of changed, at least at some level, after the country began serving refugees and trying to help them during this really, really brutal war with Russia. And so Pope Francis, Luke Koppen reminds us that Pope Francis talked about such a time as this. And so, I don't know if this was in his mind necessarily when he said this, but one of the first things that Pope Francis said after his election, talking about how the church kind of renews itself through service. And the first time he was interviewed as Pope, and you know this quote very well, Pope Francis said, quote, "I see clearly that the thing the church needs most today is the ability to heal wounds and to warm the hearts of the faithful. It needs nearness. It needs proximity. I see the church as a field hospital after battle." And of course, a lot of people were thinking, you know, he's thinking about spiritual battles, those who are spiritually wounded. Well, in this case, Poland is literally helping those who are coming out of an actual battle. Anyways, Francis said, "I see the church as a field hospital after battle. It's useless to ask a seriously injured person if he has high cholesterol and about the level of his blood sugars. You have to heal his wounds first. Then we can talk about everything else." So we're going to have much more on this after this really, really quick break here on Relevant Radio. But here's a great word from our CEO, Father Rocky Hoffman.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to give a big shout out to our St. Joseph Recurring Giving Society members. They make a huge difference for us at Relevant Radio, because they're monthly generous donors who budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. So please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better. It saves us money. And you'll get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass, Rosary, and Chaplet General Intentions. Take a look at all the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We only have today and tomorrow left in our pledge drive. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be double. So please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society and give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or you can call us at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Tim Ray here with Cale Clark. We'll get right back to the Cale Clark Show, but we're here during our spring pledge drive, and we're asking you to join us in giving hope to those who so desperately need it. We have had a special day here during the Cale Clark Show. In fact, we have a very, very generous donor who'd like to honor her husband and has said, if you give $20,000, if people step up and we're able to raise $20,000 in the next 45 minutes, well, she will match that in honor of Judy's husband. She will match that and she'll give $20,000, but only if you donate. Everyone together, $20,000. But then we have other generous donors that will donate $20,000. So $20,000 raised this hour will turn to $60,000. How wow. You give is at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or you can call. It's easy, 1-877-291-0123. Cale, I'm amazed by this generosity. We're tripling our money in the next 40 minutes, but only if you call. This is the last opportunity to support Cale Clark Show.
Yeah, that's right. It's a triple play Thursday, Timory, I guess you could say. It's a 3-for-1 deal. For every dollar that we raise for Relevant Radio during this hour of the Cale Clark Show, it will be tripled. Thanks to Judy, and thanks to other anonymous donors who don't, you know, they just kind of, you know, they're very happy to stay behind the scenes, but they're really, really excited to match what you and Judy are going to do during this hour. And we're almost halfway to the goal already. We're at about 9,000 and change right now, just in these first few minutes. So I know that we can do this. Call 877-291-0123 or go to the app or go to relevantradio.com. And I might remind you, this is the last hour for you to support the show. If the show has helped you in your spiritual life, if you've enjoyed listening, consider supporting us, because I won't be pitching tomorrow. The pledge drive will be over. So this is really the last chance to get in on this, Timory.
Deborah and her family have commented saying about the Cale Clark Show, "I really love your show, Cale, and listen to it every day. Your explanation of the Bible is so easy to follow. Keep up the wonderful work you do, and may God bless you and all the Relevant Radio family. Sincere blessings from Deborah and family."
Oh, thank you so much. That is so heartwarming, Deborah. I really, really appreciate that. Irma in Sacramento, California has just given $1,000, Timory. So that has become $3,000. And we only need $3,000 more to hit our $2 million goal on our way to $3 million. You can help us do it right now. 877-291-0123 or on the app or relevantradio.com. From North Carolina. I'm not from North Carolina, but I am from the North. From the North. It's Cale Clark on the Cale Clark Show. So glad you're with me right now. And you can call in. The studio line still operational even during Pledge Drive Week. 888-914-9149. Just before the break, we were talking about the incredible revival in the Polish Catholic Church as everyone has really pitched in. The church has really come alive. It's almost like a resurrection as they are reaching out to help Ukrainian refugees. And this idea of serving, making your faith come alive through service, is something that Pope Francis has been talking about since the beginning, when he said, "I see the church as a field hospital after battle. It's useless to ask a seriously injured person if he has high cholesterol and about the level of his blood sugars. You have to heal his wounds. Then we can talk about everything else." And so Catholics in Poland are literally ministering to those wounded from actual battle, not just spiritual battles. And I really appreciate this. By the way, this is not an idea, as Luke Koppen pointed out in his article for the Catholic News Service. This is not just specific to our Catholic faith. Obviously, other world religions are very, very big on preserving human life as a bare minimum. And clearly, that was true within Judaism as well. Think about the fact that Jesus got so angry at some of his fellow Jews who were upset about his healings on the Sabbath, trying to follow these the fence around the law, if you will, that the rabbis had built up, things you could and couldn't do on the Sabbath. Well, as Jesus says, hey, if you guys are farmers, you have an animal that falls into a pit on the Sabbath, you're going to pull out that animal out of compassion, even though it's considered technically work. You're going to want to preserve life. Well, if you'll do that for an animal, why can't you do that for a child of God? And, you know, he's healing people, of course, on the Sabbath. And so he was really, really upset at people who didn't put life first. And so the preservation of human life overrides almost any religious rule or stricture. Life comes first. And it's true in other faiths as well. It's true, obviously, in the Jewish faith as well as in the Catholic faith. Think about Luke Koppen mentions members of an Orthodox Jewish rescue team that worked through the Sabbath to save injured people after the Haiti earthquake back in 2010. So this is something that we really need to wrap our heads around, that our faith can come alive through service. Head, heart, and hands. I'm talking about this all the time. I mentioned it a lot this week. Orthodoxy, got to have our heads straightened on, right? That's right doctrine, right thinking about the faith, thinking with the church, knowing the church's teaching, being able to communicate. It's what we try to do every day here on Relevant Radio. So orthodoxy, but also orthocardia, having a right heart, a right intention, because doing good for bad intentions, that's not going to fly with God in the end. And then finally, orthopraxis, and that's where the hands and feet come in, right? We've got to actually serve. And so orthodoxy, orthocardia, right heart, and orthopraxis, head, heart, hands, and feet too. We've got to walk to where people are and serve them. And Luke Coppin in his piece also mentioned a couple of wonderful saints, one of whom I had not heard of. The other one you have heard of. I'll talk about her in just a second. But the life of Elisaveta Pelenko. Now, if you haven't heard of her, I don't blame you. I hadn't either. But she is an Eastern Orthodox saint. She was actually a Russian noblewoman who was really engaged at the time in revolutionary politics. And in fact, when she was young, she wanted to assassinate Leon Trotsky. And she was discovered, she was forced into exile. And she eventually wound up in Paris. And she got involved in her faith, and she actually wound up taking religious vows as a nun. And she became known in the end as Mother Maria Skobsova, Mother Maria Skobsova. And so she became an Orthodox saint in the year 2004. Well, she was a rather unconventional nun. She would chain smoke cigarettes, for one thing. And she also turned her convent in Paris into a home for refugees. And in fact, she was well known that nuns, of course, have periods of communal prayer. And she would actually, whenever somebody rang the doorbell, she would just get up and leave during the prayer. And some of her fellow nuns were pretty ticked off about that. Man, what's up with that? Prayer comes first. What are you doing? And this is how she would respond to her fellow nuns. She would say, "The way to God lies through love of people." And this is very, you know, obviously it's incoherence with what the scriptures tell us in the New Testament. As John the Apostle says in the New Testament, those who claim they love God but hate their fellow man, they don't love God. They're liars, you know, because you can't love the God who you can't see if you can't love your neighbor who you can see, who's right in front of you. So she said, "The way to God lies through love of people. At the last judgment, I shall not be asked whether I was successful in my ascetic exercises, nor how many bows and prostrations I made. Instead, I shall be asked, did I feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the sick and the prisoners? That is all I shall be asked." Now, of course, all the other stuff matters too. And in fact, if you're not praying, you won't have the strength to serve people in Jesus' name. So prayer is a priority, but we also have to have that action too. Head, heart, and hands. Don't forget. And so what happened after the Nazi occupation of France took place, she started offering shelter to Jews as well in her convent. She was arrested by the Gestapo. They found out she was doing this, and she was taken to the concentration camps herself, and she was murdered by the Nazis, died in the gas chambers at Ravensbrück in 1945. And that was Mother Maria Skobsova, who I hadn't heard of, but very interesting. Her life is very much in parallel with that of an American that you no doubt have heard of, Dorothy Day. And Luke Coppin mentions her as well in this context. She was also involved in radical politics in the 1920s in New York. Was super involved in left-wing political causes, but she became a Catholic, and that became the new focus of her activism. She founded the Catholic Worker Movement, offered hospitality to the homeless, and so much more. Well, more on this after another quick break. Here's a miracle moment for you on Relevant Radio.
Tim Marie here with Cale Clark. We are so excited to be approaching a little at a time our goal to raise 20 $12,000 this hour. We have hit nearly $12,000, so we have $8,000 to go. In fact, we had one person donate in Burlingame, California, $2,400. Maybe you can donate $5,000 this hour. Maybe you can donate $10. We're asking you to step up and help give hope to those who desperately need to hear the message of Jesus Christ here on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Cale, how can people donate?
Well, they can donate very easily by simply calling 877-291-0123. I'm going to say that number again real slow, 877-291-0123. We should make a jingle out of that, maybe make a song out of it. But you can also, of course, go to the app. It's easy. You don't even have to leave the program. You can just tap the app or go to relevantradio.com. And while you're there, you'll see all the Pledge Drive premiums. If you come in at different giving levels, we have special gifts that we want to give to you. So our goal for this hour is to raise $20,000 for Relevant Radio. It's the last chance to do so this week for the Cale Clark Show. I won't be pitching tomorrow. So this is your chance. If you like this show, if you want it to stay on the air, please consider giving. Judy, one of our donors, has given you a challenge here. And in honor of her late husband, Stan, she has said, I will give $20,000. If you guys can raise $20,000, I'll give $20,000. But that's not all, because it's also a partnership challenge hour. So that $40,000 will become $60,000, because other anonymous donors will match that $22,000. And so $20,000, $20,000, $20,000, even I can figure out that makes $60,000. So $60,000. Not bad. If we could raise $20,000, it'll have a $60,000 impact. We're getting close.
We're getting close. We raised another $1,000 in the last couple of minutes. You have 30 minutes to support the Cale Clark Show. This is your last opportunity, Cale. This is so exciting. Again, $7,000 more to go. And this $20,000 that we're raising will hit $60,000, because people are willing to triple today's gift.
Want to thank Laura in La Mesa, California, who just gave $1,000. Thank you, Laura. That has become $3,000. Matthew in Haiku, Hawaii. I wish I could do a haiku poem on the fly here in honor of that, Matthew. But Matthew in Haiku, Hawaii, has given $100. That's poetry to my ears for sure. That has become now $3,000. Thank you, Matthew. So many more of you are calling right now, 877-291-0123, or go to the app, relevantradio.com, and help us to give hope right now. Do it now.
It's not too late. Relevantradio.com. Very easy. Give hope to those who need to hear from you on the Cale Clark Show.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome back to the Cale Clark Show. I bet you didn't know that was actually producer Jim's voice on that track when he goes, yeah. So you wouldn't believe how much he charged us for that one. But anyways, hey, we are so glad that you're with us for the Cale Clark Show. And I've got some amazing news to pass on. Producer Jim just let me know that because of your generosity, we have just crossed the $2 million plateau. We are two-thirds of the way home to our $3 million goal for this pledge drive. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you so much. And don't forget, during this hour of the Cale Clark Show, which is your last chance to give to support this program, we have an amazing challenge that's been laid out for us by one of our donors, Judy. And she's done this in honor of the memory of her late husband, Stan. She has said, hey, if you guys can raise $20,000 during this hour of the Cale Clark Show, I'm going to kick in another $20,000 to match. Plus, because it's the Partnership Challenge Hour, another $20,000 is also available through generous donors as well. So that $20,000 will become $60,000. So if you can help us out, don't forget to call right now, 877-291-0123, or go to the app or the website, relevantradio.com, and see all the gifts that we have for you if you come in at different giving levels. We're so grateful for that. And of course, the Catholic life is all about giving. It's about giving back to God, giving to our neighbor, our fellow man, everything that we've received from him. This is part of our thankfulness to him. And we've been talking about what's going on in Poland, and it's just so inspiring, should be inspiring for the church all around the world, how the Polish church has come alive in serving those who have been hurt and badly wounded because of the war in Ukraine. And just before the break, I was telling you about an Eastern Orthodox saint who I'd never heard of, but Luke Koppen mentions this in his wonderful piece about this, what's going on in Poland. He's the Europe bureau chief for the CNA, the Catholic News Agency. And he talked about this wonderful woman named Mother Maria Skobsova, who unfortunately was murdered by the Nazis in 1945, but she turned her convent in Paris into a home for refugees, many of whom were Jewish refugees who were fleeing the Nazis, and she herself paid with her life, but she left us such an incredible example. And just also started talking about Dorothy Day, who's obviously so familiar to Americans. She was involved in radical political causes in 1920s New York, but she became a Catholic and kind of focused her energies, her social activism, through a Catholic lens, if you will. And she founded the Catholic Worker Movement, offered hospitality to homeless people. And here's what she said about the people that she dedicated her life to, talking about homeless people. She said, quote, "There are two things you should know about the poor. They tend to smell and they are ungrateful." Now, that might sound really harsh, but that's what Dorothy Day said. And so she knew that it was unglamorous, that not everybody would say thanks, but that's okay. She was willing to pour her life out in service to others. And so what does all this really mean for the renewal of the church? Well, Luke Koppen suggests that sometimes when we think about renewing the church, we're thinking about bringing the numbers back up, quote unquote. And things are looking bad. Things are looking bad for the church in North America on that front. And we've talked about this at length. Several recent polls that have been done by the Pew Institute for Religion, their research is really, really good. And they say that right now in North America, for every one person who comes into the church by being baptized, let's say at the Easter Vigil, for every one person who becomes a Catholic in North America, 6.5 people leave the church. So we're bleeding people like crazy. But maybe the way to, ironically, get people to come back to church and bring the numbers back up is to reinvigorate the church from within. Now, we talked about JP2 before the break, but Pope Benedict XVI, long before he became a B16, back in the year 1969, another time of great societal upheaval, Joseph Ratzinger, the future Pope Benedict XVI, spoke on the radio about the topic, what will the future church look like? And I'm sure he had in mind our times. The future is now, as it were. And so he kind of prophesied, if you will, what he saw the Catholic Church looking like. And here's what he said. He said, quote, "She will become small and will have to start afresh, more or less, from the beginning." And he also predicted that the quote-unquote real crisis in the church had barely begun. He said, "We will have to count on terrific upheavals, but I am equally certain about what will remain at the end. Not the church of the political cult, which is dead already, but the church of faith. It may well no longer be the dominant social power to the extent that she was until recently, but it will enjoy a fresh blossoming and be seen as man's home, where he will find life and hope beyond death." So very often you hear Pope Benedict being quoted along these lines that maybe the church needs to, not needs to, but maybe if the church becomes smaller, it will become stronger. It will become more alive. And he said that when he was proclaimed Pope, when he was elected Pope out on the balcony, he said, the church is young. The church is alive. And don't forget, in terms of size, there were only 12 disciples, 12 apostles, who, well, really 11, because Judas went to his own way in the beginning as the church restarted after Easter. There were just 11 apostles convinced that they had seen and encountered the risen Lord, physically risen from the dead. And they transformed the world. They transformed the world. And so when it comes to Poland, yeah, the church has declined in Poland. But again, only apparently, because there's still a lot of Catholics out there. Just a lot of them need to be reactivated. Catholics need to come home, and it's a lot easier to get somebody back to church than to convert somebody afresh, although we should do both, of course. But even if just Catholics started living out their faith, that would be ideal. And so there's hope for the church now in Poland. And here's just one last anecdote on this from this wonderful article by Luke Koppen. Another great figure in Poland in the 20th century who had a lot to do with St. John Paul II was Cardinal Stefan Wyszynski. And Cardinal Wyszynski, not a lot of people outside of Poland know who he is, but during the Warsaw Uprising, he actually was in a literal field hospital serving there outside of that capital of Poland. And one day amidst all the carnage, he found a piece of paper, and that paper was literally on fire. And it had just been blown in on the wind, the ruins of Warsaw, which were in ashes. And he picked up this piece of paper, and on it were these words, "You will love." He didn't know where it came from, what kind of document this was, who knows, but he picked up this burning piece of paper, and it simply said, "You will love." And he thought, "God is speaking to me right now. This is the mission for me for the rest of my life. To love. And of course, love is a verb. It's an action. Love is deeds, not sweet words, as St. Jose Maria said. And so we've got to have that same spirit as well. And if we can do that here in the West, here in North America, we can reverse. We can rise from the dead, metaphorically speaking, as church and make it happen. So don't be pessimistic. Don't be pessimistic. Our pledge drive this week, the theme is give hope. We've got to do it. We've got to trust in God. All right. Well, I am so confident that you're going to help us hit our targets for our pledge drive that I'm going to go ahead and ask Michaela to call in, because she promised if we hit our targets, she's going to give you some kid jokes, some wholesome entertainment for all the family. So gather everybody around the radio, around your smartphone, and we're going to do that right after this on The Cale Clark Show.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Can you share with me, if you don't mind, what was it for you that flipped the switch after all those years of being away from the sacraments? What was it that day that you changed? What changed you?
Well, I had been going to church every Sunday and everything, but the confession thing, it was Relevant Radio, actually, because you guys talked about it so much, and I was like, you know what? I really need to go. And the day that I was thinking about it, all of your shows were talking about confession. And I said, oh, there it is. It's a sign. I have to go.
When you walked out of that confession after never having been there for years, how did you feel?
Oh, it was beautiful. I cried. It was so beautiful.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
We are so close, $5,000 more of you donating, being generous. Whatever you can give, we just need to reach $5,000, and we will reach that $20,000 for this hour. We had a generous donor who said 3-for-1. If someone donates $20,000, we will match those gifts all the way up to $60,000. And so, Kale, we need $5,000 more this hour, and we're working our way toward our goal of $3 million in total to continue to operate here at Relevant Radio. And we've passed $2 million. Praise God. We are raising what we need, and thanks to your generosity.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to get in on the giving, you can go to relevantradio.com. You can also use the app. It's easy. It's secure. And we'll give you, by the way, a free digital gift if you do so. If you give online, we're going to give you a beautiful talk by Father Rocky called The Power of the Memorare. We've been praying those memoraries every single hour during this pledge week. And of course, you can call too, 877-291-0123. Really, you only have about 15 minutes left to support this program. We're not pitching on the show tomorrow. So it's really your vote of confidence for the show. You're saying, hey, Father Rocky, I want this show to stay on the air. It's helping me in my faith journey. I want to thank Patricia in Northridge, California. Great name. That's my wife's name. Of course, I'm going to love that name. Patricia in Northridge, California has given $25. That has become $75 because our friend Judy, a great friend and donor to Relevant Radio, is going to match all donations up to $20,000 this hour in honor of her late husband, Stan, plus other donors are matching too. So it's really a 3-for-1 deal, a triple play Thursday here on The Cale Clark Show. Want to also thank Addie in Cold Spring, Minnesota, for giving $50. That has become $150. Thank you so much, Addie, for your donation. And you can donate too right now at relevantradio.com through the app or calling 877-291-0123. Timmerie.
This is the last hour to support the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, and you only have 15 minutes. Carlo from Miami said, thank you so much for all your help, Cale, and for all you have done and continue doing for the Vineyard of the Lord. Unbelievable show,
thank you,
reaching thousands of souls. Great evangelist. The Lord is with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Carlo. God bless you, Carlo in Miami. Beautiful Miami. And thank you to all of you for your gifts. I know that you'll help us to get over the top here. We're so close. We have less than 5,000 to go now. So 877-291-0123 is the number to call or give through the app or through relevantradio.com. Help us to give hope here on Relevant Radio. Welcome back to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. And we have a very, very special guest on the line. As I promised, we do this every pledge drive. If we hit our goals, then I want to reward you with a little show. And my six-year-old daughter, Michaela, has been kind enough to agree once again to tell you her kid jokes. She's been working on her set. She's been telling the jokes to the dog, and I've heard a couple of barks here and there, so hopefully the show won't go to the dogs here, but I know it won't. She's going to do a great job. Michaela is joining us live from Toronto, actually from upstairs here, from the Cale Clark Studios. But hello, Michaela.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, thanks for calling in. So you've been working on your kid jokes for a few days, and I know the good people out here in Relevant Radio Land are anxious to hear them, so the stage is yours, Michaela. Go ahead.
What do you call a line of rabbits jumping backwards?
What do you call a line of rabbits jumping backwards? I don't know.
A receding hairline.
A receding hairline. Yeah, some of us can relate to that a little more than you might think, Michaela, but that's a great joke. Love it, love it. Let's hit us with another one.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Fig.
Fig. Figs.
Fig.
Figs who?
Figs the doorbell. I've been knocking forever.
Figs the doorbell. I've been knocking forever. Nice, nice. This is fantastic. All right, okay, let's have another one.
What did the fisherman say to the magician?
I didn't hear the first part. Something said, what did, say it again, Michaela.
What did the fisherman say to the magician?
Oh, what did the fisherman say to the magician? I have no idea. What did he say?
Pick a card, any card.
Pick a card, any card. I guess he was from Boston. He was from Beantown. That's fantastic. All right. Let's keep going.
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
What do you call a bear with no teeth? I don't know.
A gummy bear.
A gummy bear. Hey, I was actually eating some gummy bears last night, Michaela. And I know you know that because you were looking for them and they're all gone because Daddy was stress eating during the Maple Leaf loss last night. And yeah, the gummy bears. I took it out on the gummy bears. Let's put it that way. Is that it? Is that the end of your set, Michaela?
No.
Oh, you have more.
What is a cat's favorite color?
What is a cat's favorite color? I don't know.
Purple.
Love it. Is that it? Is there a bonus? Is there an encore here?
What's a cat's favorite song?
What is a cat's favorite song? I don't know. Can you tell me?
Free blind mice.
Yeah, that's music to their ears for sure. That is amazing, Michaela. All right, are there more? I don't think you've ever told this many jokes during a set. So is that it? I don't know when we're. I don't want to force you to go to, you know, the bee jokes or anything like that. But do you have more?
What did the kittens go for under school field trip?
Okay, so we're into the cat joke section of the evening. Where did the kittens go on their field trip? I don't know.
The museum.
The museum. Okay. All right. Well.
Daddy?
Uh-huh.
Daddy?
Yes.
What is it like working with Father Rocky?
What is it like working with Father Rocky? Well, it's a great pleasure. It's an honor because I actually think, Michaela, that Father Rocky is a giant among men. I really do.
I know how to talk to giants.
How do you talk to giants?
Use big words.
Use big words. Yep, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. Well, Michaela, thank you so much for joining us here on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio once again with your kid jokes. Wow, you over-delivered once again. So thank you. It's one of the highlights of Pledge Drive for so many of us, including me. So I love you, and we'll see you after the show. Thank you, Michaela. That was my daughter, Michaela, with her kid jokes for Pledge Drive. It's a great bonus, and it's just our way of saying thanks for helping us to hit our targets right here on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Wow, it's unbelievable. And I'm just going to check the totals right now to see where we're at, because, again, our target for this hour was trying to raise $20,000 for Relevant Radio during our Give Hope campaign. And we have less than $4,000 to go. 104 of you have responded during this hour, and we have raised $16,660 so far. So I know that we can do it. I know that we can push through. And I hope that you will keep calling in, light up those phone lines. 877-291-0123 is the number to call once again, or you can go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Thomas in Belgrade, Minnesota has given $20, and that has become $60, because don't forget, Judy is matching. Thank you, Judy, so much. You're matching every gift in honor of your late husband, Stan. And also, other donors during our partnership challenge hours are also matching too. Anything that you give, they will match as well. So it's really a 3-for-1 deal. Every dollar becomes 3. 100 becomes 300. 50 becomes 150. And speaking of that, Nancy in New Lenox, Illinois has given $50 to Relevant Radio. Thank you so much, Nancy. That gift becomes tripled to $150. And while this is really raising my spirits, producer Jim, I'm so excited about this because we were all kind of down in the dumps here on Relevant Radio. We had a great night a couple nights ago. We've been watching the NHL playoffs. And of course, my team, the official team of the Cale Clark Show, because it's my show, it could be my team. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs, of course. And producer Jim from St. Louis, he's a Blues fan, a St. Louis Blues fan. They won the Cup a couple of years ago. Producer Patrick Alog is a Kings fan. Well, last night was pretty brutal. You heard me talking about stress eating those gummy bears. Well, the Leafs lost to Tampa Bay. The St. Louis Blues lost to the Minnesota Wild, and the Kings got skunked by the Oilers up in Edmonton. And so we were all kind of down coming to work today, but you guys put a smile on our face for sure with your generous giving. And certainly those jokes from Michaela, man, if they don't make you smile, what's going on? What's going on? So thankful for all that you've done to help give to Relevant Radio, help us give hope. And once again, just for these last few minutes of the program, don't forget, this is your last chance to show your love for the show. We will not be pitching on the show tomorrow. So if you like the show, if you want it to stay on the air, the best way that you can do that is by reaching out and supporting, calling 877-291-0123 or going to relevantradio.com or through the app. And in just a couple of moments, I'll be joined by Timory for some final words. So once again, we've just got a few minutes left. So let's get those phones ringing, tap the app, go to the website right now, relevantradio.com.
We did it. We hit our goal. We just had someone step forward and donate $5,000 from Naperville, Illinois. Thank you so much for supporting the Cale Clark Show, helping us to reach this $20,000 gift that we had that was tripled. We had donors, Judy donating in honor of her late husband, and others who said, if we raise $20,000, we will match that. So we just tripled that money from $20,000 to $60,000. Thank you so much. We still need to reach $3 million by the end of tomorrow, but this is your last opportunity to support the Cale Clark Show. The easiest way to give is online, relevantradio.com, or if you're listening on the Relevant Radio app. And Cale, the old-fashioned way, what's that number?
877-291-0123. And I thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for giving. We did it. We got to the target. But guess what? Now there's another goal on site, which is the, we just passed it. Wow. We just passed the record total for this hour. The grand total, the old record was $36,000 and change, and we're over $37,000 for the hour. So let's try to get to 40 so we can once again triple that number. And Judy says, hey, guess what? If it goes past 20, I'll still match no matter what. Judy is donating in honor of her late husband, Stan, and other anonymous donors are also matching during this partnership challenge. So if we can get it to 40, well, guess what? That becomes 12,000. Wow. This is, I can't even do math anymore, Timory. My brain is just exploding. I can't even figure it out.
Okay. But here's the news. Fountain Hills, Arizona, another donor stepped forward with $1,200. That is triple to $3,600. Thank you. Because of your generosity and the generosity of others, you are continuing to bring hope to the world through the Cale Clark Show here on Relevant Radio. So if you can still give, we're working our way, Cale, to $3 million. There's a lot to raise tomorrow. Nearly $1 million need to be raised before the end of the day tomorrow. So if you can, this is your last opportunity. Donate now, 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or the Relevant Radio app.
Oh, and I meant, by the way, I should tell everyone, I was sick the day they taught math at school. What I meant to say was 120,000. That's what we're trying to get to, because if we can get to the $40,000 level, that will be tripled. So there we go. I can't wait, because I know we're going to do it. I know we're going to do it. And another anonymous donor in Fountain Hills, Arizona, has also given $1,200. Wow, that is incredible. That becomes tripled as well, thanks to Judy and our other donors during this partnership challenge hours. So let's get those phones ringing right now, 877-291-0123, or go to the app. You can also tap the app. You can see all the pledge drive premiums there, or go to relevantradio.com.
And no gift is too small. Susan just gave $50. We have,
thank you,
Angelica,
Susan,
gave $52. Henry, $50. People are here to support the Cale Clark Show because, Cale, you have been so generous in your yes to our Lord and serving him and answering the call to help make disciples of all the nations. Isn't that the call this Easter? Philip Catholic on on Twitter said, Cale is very smart, a great communicator, and likable. Those are three things you don't usually go together. So please, this is Cale Clark Show. Support Cale now.
Well, yeah, well, thank you very much. I'm not sure how smart I am. I can't even add 2 + 2, apparently. But I do appreciate that a lot. And thanks, everybody, for your support, for listening to the program, for listening to Relevant Radio, and sharing it with your friends. Thank you, most of all, for your prayers. That's the greatest gift that you can give us. We need them so badly every day. But we do appreciate the material support that you can give, because it helps us to expand our reach. And in this culture that really is so lacking in hope, you help us to give it. That's why we call this Pledge Drive campaign Give Hope. So go to relevantradio.com, go to the app, or call 877-291-0123. No gift is too small, and every gift will be tripled just for these next couple of minutes. We only have about a minute or so left. So please make your donation right now, Timory.
Cale, that's right. RelevantRadio.com, the easiest way to give. And we have thank you gifts to give to you, but we've already raised $38,000 this hour. That means we've raised over $100,000 this hour with a generous doubling and tripling gifts.
Thank you so much.
Please donate online, RelevantRadio.com. Cale?